Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Patty is just blown away by the beautiful new McMansions in Dayton, Nevada.
Yeah.
Now,
good morning, John.
I assume all these areas are growing and the Californians are moving in, but this just blew you away. There's an enclave of rich Beverly Hills type people.
Well, the crazy thing is this gal is not even from California, but she just built this most gorgeous home.
In Dayton,
and I didn't realize that they had all those homes over there in Dayton. So, anyways,
I can remember when the first McDonald's opened in Dayton, and that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Everything is growing, especially there. Everybody's looking for an escape route to get to work at USA Parkway. So I expect soon Silver Springs, of all places, are going to have McMansions.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, Patty Wood is here. Patty, reverse mortgage specialist, Patricia Wood. Patty updates us on the changes in reverse mortgages. She's honest and upfront, and she says reverse mortgages, not for everybody, but maybe just right for you. You need a lot of cash? Okay, listen up. You know, it's quite a lot of money you may be passing up here. So we're honored to once again have the foremost reverse mortgage expert in our state. Proud to have Patty Wood back. Hi, Patty.
Hi, John. Good morning.
You're super busy now.
Yeah, things are picking up. You know, it's even though interest rates haven't come down a whole lot, people are realizing that they still need money and you're not going to take your home with you. So why not tap into that equity and pull out some of that equity and live a more comfortable life? Because people are stressed out, you know, using up their IRA accounts, their other investment accounts, using their credit cards. And we know how, you know, the interest rates on credit cards. And so they're feeling a little strapped. And the easiest way to unstrap yourself is to tap into your equity. You never have to make a monthly mortgage payment. That's the beauty of this. You know, every month when you're stressed, making that credit card minimum payment because you only have X amount of dollars. Well, if you pull out some of your equity, and even though interest rates are between 6.5%, 6.75%, it's, you know, credit card debt is the cheapest it's ever been was like 11%, but you're looking at 20-30% on some credit card debt. So this is definitely the way to go. Pull money out of your house, pay off the credit cards. You don't have to make monthly payments to
and
them.
And go on a trip.
Go on a trip. Oh,
I just saw this article this morning. Reverse mortgage borrowers are showing up too late. It says too many seniors, a growing share of them, 21%, wait too long and look into reverse mortgages when they're too far in debt. 1 in 5 now, which limits the flexibility for loan structuring. Are there things that are too late to access? I guess there are. But like you said, financial stress these days is really driving the reverse mortgage demand, it seems. But don't be too late, right?
Right. And, you know, and I think it's because a lot of people have been wanting to wait until the interest rates come down.
That's it.
And then, you know, I had a really, because I'm getting older, I'm going to be 65 this year. Woohoo! But I keep thinking, you know, there are so many people that I meet with on a daily basis that are over 65, you know, maybe 70, 75, and they have different ailments now. And it's like, do this, use this money while you can. Take out some money. If you're a Grammy, I'm a Grammy of 7, and I love spending time and money on my grandchildren. And I love doing things with them. And every other year we go to Hawaii together. And it's like, why not use some of that equity? If you're worried about giving your equity to your children, you know, I want to leave my kids something. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but you don't know what they're going to spend it on. Why not pull out some of that equity and go on a wonderful vacation with them, or help them buy a house? Or maybe you want to buy yourself a motorhome and travel. Yeah. Maybe you want to buy a second home in Lake Tahoe or in Hawaii or the Bahamas.
You're reading my mind. Oh, my gosh.
No, there's just so many things that you can do with the funds from a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, now you got me daydreaming, Patty Wood. Okay. So for those who don't want to fully 100% commit, and by the way, you mentioned interest rates. They could go up, too. I mean, they've just been sitting there doing nothing pretty much for years now. And to wait, if you take too long at this, you know, the article says you miss out on some flexibility on the reverse mortgage loans. But anyway, you have another program. We talked about this last time, the Home Safe Second.
Right. And the reason why I wanted to bring it up again is because there's a lot of people that did refinance a few years back. And so they still have a loan on their property, but the interest rate on that loan is maybe only 2.75% or, you know, 3.5%, 3%.
I don't think we'll ever see that again.
No, I don't think we're going to ever see that again either. However, if you have a project that you maybe need a new roof, maybe your car, you know, went dead and you need a new car, we have a Home Safe Second that if you're 55 or older, you only have to be 55 for this program.
So it's less strings, huh?
It's less strings. However, you do have to have good credit. Your credit's got to be at least 640 or higher. But you can pull out that equity second, and it's a reverse mortgage. It's through a proprietary lender, one of our investors. And so the interest rate is a little bit higher. But if you go check out a HELOC, interest rates are higher on seconds. That's just what it is. But with this, you don't have to make a mortgage payment. So you continue to pay on your first, and then you get the extra money and, you know, finish your landscaping or go buy yourself a new car. Do whatever you want to do. This is another one of those do whatever you want to do. And it's a reverse mortgage. If you have a first mortgage, you're paying your taxes and insurance. A lot of people, when they refinanced years ago, they included their taxes and insurance. One payment, one and done. You know, you didn't have to worry about that. Well, it's the same thing with this reverse. You don't have to make a payment now.
And you can be younger. 55 or older.
Yes, 55. Now, it has to be your primary residence, which, you know, most people, if you have a first on your primary, then you can get this second. It's a Home Safe Second, and you never have to make a payment. That's the biggest key to that. Interest rates, it's a fixed rate, and they're at 8.99%, which sounds like a lot, but it's really not. If you needed to borrow $50,000 from the bank, check with them. Their interest rates are 8.5% to 11% for a home equity line of credit, and then you're making payments. This you're not making payments on. You can go with a little bit higher interest rate if you need more money. That's the other thing. And it's just like I said, a traditional reverse mortgage. You don't have to make payments. You can do whatever you want with the money. So that's, you know, I'm finding that I've made this presentation over the last month more than anything else. And that's why I wanted to address it today.
And you folks who are new to this, we're lucky we live in Nevada. I had no idea, Patty, that there are states where you cannot get a proprietary private label a reverse mortgage. You can't do it. Tennessee just passed it.
Well, and, you know, we've only had it here in Nevada, I believe it was 2019. I mean, because they started in California, they tried different areas to see if it's going to work. And now they brought it to Nevada and actually not 2019. It's been more recent, probably in 2000. It was just last year. Last year they brought it to Nevada. Mm-hmm. So it's an excellent way to pull more money out of your house without, you know, a lot of people, when I show them the reverse mortgage, because they only owe a little bit on their house, maybe they owe less than $200,000, and they're able to make their payment because it's only, you know, at a small interest rate, then for them to refinance it, it doesn't seem practical. That doesn't seem like the right thing. And as you know, John, I want what's best for the client. I'm not going to try to sell you a product just to sell you a product. I am going to, you know, show you your different options. If it works for you, great. And like I said, it's not going to work for everybody. I had a client once and she only needed $20,000. Well, when you do a reverse mortgage, the fees, you know, The FHA fee alone is 2% of the appraised value. So the closing costs can be a little steep on the HECM loan. However, if you and if you're just getting a small amount out, then you have to weigh out, is this really something that is going to be valuable for me, or should I try another route somewhere else?
All right, home safe second. Okay, you don't have to claim it as income. What you get from this, just like the regular reverse mortgages, they're non-taxable, any amount that you take out. And it's not an FHA thing, so you don't have the upfront cost.
Correct.
On this. Home safe second, and also for the private label reverse mortgages. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Man, great deal.
And again, the reason why the interest rate is a little bit higher is because they're self-insured. You know, everybody knows the government, you know, they want to tax you on this and tax you on that, or have their hand out for something anytime you want something. It's not funny, but it's true. And an FHA loan is government backed. I mean, they're government insured. And so there's, you know, fees it's going to cost you to do that. With this Home Safe Second, they are private investors that have come together, and, you know, some of them are large companies now, but they're self-insured. So you don't have that upfront insurance fee that FHA does.
Well, I think there's a lot of seniors who want to access their home equity and not worry about money. And Patty Wood is the person to call. Before we take break, what's your contact information, Patty?
My phone number is 775-954-0366. That's my office line. Or you can reach me at patricia.wood@apmortgage.com.
Did you hear the number of proprietary, the private label reverse mortgages just eclipsed the FHA HECMs for the first time ever last month?
Oh, yeah. I believe it because of the, you know, when you go with a little bit higher interest rate, then you can get more out. And that's what the proprietary is. They're offering. They're offering you more money with higher interest rates versus less money. And some people, you know, they're barely cutting it. Right. Maybe they have a, you know, $500,000 house and they have a $260,000 yep. mortgage on it.
There's a lot of seniors who don't fit into the FHA insured program because, right. Well, number one, the higher home prices are just starting to outpace the HECM loan limit.
Right.
So you don't run into that problem with the, now how many different private label reverse mortgages do you deal with?
Oh boy. You mean how many products do we have?
Products or sources?
We companies. We probably have ourself within my company. I'm with American Pacific Mortgage, and we have a reverse division, and we probably have 15 or 20 investors that we use. We focus on roughly on about seven of them. I think seven of them is ones that we, you know, primarily use. Mm-hmm. But the good thing is if you don't meet all the criteria for this one product, then we have other sources to look at.
All right, folks. If you have questions for Patty, she's right here. 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910 or text. I'm John Potter, live and local with reverse mortgage specialist Patricia Wood. Back shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:20.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I'm not going to say you had to go there, but you were just in Smith and Mason Valley. Patricia Wood goes to your home, sits down with you, and goes through the possibilities of you getting that reverse mortgage, which could bail out, frankly, your later years. You went to Wellington?
I did. I've been, and in fact, I've been out there a couple times.
How far do you go when you visit people? And talk.
You know what? I'll go wherever you need me to go. However, I also do the whole state of Nevada. And so I've had a few loans in Las Vegas, which I don't usually go to the Las Vegas Henderson area. I'll Zoom with them.
I hope not. My goodness.
Not for work anyways, but yeah. but I can get it done because with modern technology, we get everything done easily. But I would say, Smith Valley to Palomino Valley. I mean, I go everywhere. I go into California, Lake Tahoe area.
Word gets around, huh?
I have people in San Jose. Yeah, you have to remember I've been doing this for 19 years. And I pride myself because there's a lot of people that say, gosh, I heard your name from one person. And then I was talking to my other friend and my other friend said, oh, yeah, she's the only one that, you need to use her because she is the professional here. And I like to think that I know everything about this reverse mortgage.
And you're really excited about this HomeSafe Second, which some of the people who didn't quite fit in to the traditional reverse mortgage, you're thinking of those people. And this program, not only do you start younger on this, 55 years old, you can get this.
Yes.
The HomeSafe Second. And you gave me a list of all the wonderful things about it.
It is. It's a great product. Again, it's for those people that don't have a problem making their first mortgage, but they wish they had another 50 or 60 or 80,000.
That's all of us.
If you had that extra funds and to get the project done that you need to get done, that's when this is ideal for that situation.
You can access up to 60% equity.
Right. That's with the first and second combined.
Okay.
So, yes. Yeah, so
including whatever
you owe. Yes. But, I'm happy, as you know, give me a call if you don't know exactly what the percentages you have in your property. It's very easy for me to run numbers for you.
Yes,
there's no obligation, no commitment, no nothing. I do it for free. Just, put your name and date of birth and address in my handy dandy program and bing, bang, boom.
Well, you do your homework. You do your homework.
Oh, yes, I do.
One thing that is a little tough for you is you get kind of emotionally involved with situations that people have.
I do. I have a soft heart when it comes to my seniors, especially. And I try, because we have the different products, I try to see what's best and what's going to be best for that client in their situation.
Well, we want to hear a happy story about one of your clients and how this helped them out. I'm sure you got a lot.
Oh,
but,
most recently, I have to tell you, I have a sweet older gal. She's 90 years old, and we had to jump through hoops because when I first met her, she was sitting up in a chair and she was doing okay. However, she had just gotten out of a rehab place because she has some health issues. And so I went over there, I met with her, sweet as can be. And so she's decided, I'm going to be home. I don't like being in a nursing home. I want to be in my own home. So, for her, fortunately, she owned her house outright. And so we did the reverse for her. She's able now she's bedridden. And so she can't.
But she has a lot of help now. I mean,
now she has in-home health care 24/7. Yeah. So she was able to do that. And I go visit her, on a regular basis, and she's doing the difference of her stress level when she was so stressed out, just coming out of some health issues had to do with it too. But now knowing that she can stay in her house, she has a dog, she wants to be with her dog, she loves the people that are coming in and taking care of her, and so it worked out so well that the reverse mortgage, you wouldn't have been able to do it without the reverse mortgage, and that's the whole beauty of it.
That is everything.
Is stay in your home.
And out of the nursing home.
Yes.
And folks, you can benefit the same exact way. Just get that reverse mortgage. Patty, contact number one more time.
Okay, it's 775-954-0366, or my email is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, period, Wood, W-O-O-D, with the at sign, APMortgage.com.
Okay, do it, folks. You have a busy schedule now.
I am. Business is picked up.
All right, so get in. You got to squeeze in on this and benefit your life. Patty, it's always, I learn something great every time.
Thank you, John.
We'll talk to you.
Always nice to be here.
We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to break for Fox News and then local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM. Open topic next. And Tom Arnold is calling in, too. FM News Talk time, it's 10:30.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Beautiful day for a radio show. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday from 9 to noon on these radio stations, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Tonight, Tom Arnold, comedian and actor Tom Arnold, appears at the Carson Nugget 2 shows, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock tonight. You can get your tickets. Go to carsonnugget.com. And Tom is on the phone right now. Mr. Arnold, good morning, sir.
How are you, buddy? Thanks for having me.
Hey, buddy. All right. Welcome to Reno. Welcome to Carson City. What's planned for your show at the Carson Nugget tonight?
Well, you know, I do a show where talk about my life. I guess a lot of people say that. I'm excited to do this tour. By the way, the tour is called My Crazy Ex-Wife Comedy Tour. And people are like, I know which ex-wife that is, Roseanne. I go, she's not even close to being my craziest ex-wife because we didn't have kids together. Well, the worst thing she did was go on Saturday Night Live and say, Tom Arnold has a 3-inch penis, which is confidential information. Well, you're supposed to take that to the grave, woman. But, you know, even a 747 would look small if it landed in the Grand Canyon. So it's all perspective.
Oh, but my fourth gosh.
My fourth ex-wife, we had kids. And I think usually people get divorced. They're like, I hate you. But I love the kids more. So let's co-parent or something. And that does not always happen. She has swatted. You can look all this up. It's public record. She swatted the kids tonight. You know what swatting is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been swatted. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I figured. Home asleep. It's a school night. She calls the cops. His name is Tom Arnold. Right there, they're a little suspicious. He's very violent. He's got a lot of guns. And I'm worried about the kids. And first time, the cops get a bit hot. And I meet him outside. Guys, slow down. It's a school night. I'm not waking up the kids. They are fine. You're going to have to take my word for it. And number two, most importantly, we got no guns. And then the cops leave, and I have to wake up the kids. Kids, we got to hide the freaking guns now. Oh, my God, your mom is the worst. That really happened. So, you know.
It sounds like, you would think that's a routine, but the way you're telling it sounds like this is all true. This is a true story.
True. Oh, it my is gosh. True. Well, and I have... you know, I'm so grateful to be working here, or working at General, because I really need the money. I have, my kids are, I'm a single dad, my kids are 13 and 10, and I have 4 ex-wives. And you could have 3 ex-wives and still kind of go, women, crazy, right, buddy? Women are crazy. But if you have 4 ex-wives, you go, holy hell, it's me. And it is me. So right. I haven't had a date in 8 years. 8 years I haven't had a date.
Well, listen, man, we all miss your best damn sports show, period, on Fox Sports. If you were still on that show, what would you say about the teams and the players today?
Well, you know, it was LeBron's first year, I believe, which is a great connection between me and my son, who talks about how old I am. I said, well, LeBron, his mom came on my show back in the day. That's how long he's played. I think... you know, we live in Los Angeles. We're rooting for the Lakers, which makes these boys, they love LeBron. I felt good about the last three games. You know, I'm nervous about going forward. I think there's some very good teams, and there's some teams that could be very good, you know, like the Lakers. It's exciting. I mean, the way they cover professional sports, college sports, is a whole different world than, you know, when I was that age or even when we started the Best of Sports Show, period. So, you know, it's a huge business, always has been. Just the way they shoot stuff, you know, it's cool, and they make stars out of people. Yeah. So sports, man, it affects my quality of life, I have to say. And
there was you know, there was that big redneck wedding on CMT. What,
yeah.
You missed that? I mean,
I do. My big fat redneck wedding. I do, because we started this, and these rednecks, you know, I'm from Ottumwa, Iowa, small farm town. I grew up on a farm, but they have these outrageous weddings and whatever, and they get a hold of us at Country Music Television, say, we like, you want to film this? And then we said, yeah, they step it up. I mean, it was, people were very nice. It was super crazy. And they kept escalating. And so they said, we'll run out of rednecks. I said, we'll never run out if we go to the Florida Panhandle, because there's more rednecks there than any place in the country. So it was very fun. And then they had a show called My Big Redneck Family, which I did. And then they had My Big Redneck Rehab, which I did.
Oh,
and I love working with them. You know, I love country music.
And you, something else that I stumbled upon, you were a good friend of Michael Jackson. And I bring this up because they got that movie out. And I mean, do you mind that they're leaving a lot out in this film? But you were a good friend of Michael. Really?
I know. I had dinner with him a few times. A person named Marvin Davis, who I think they based the TV show Dynasty on his family. Big oil guy. His daughter and I were very close. So he'd have dinners. I'd be shocked if invited me. Frank Sinatra, Don Rickles, Sidney Poitier, Michael Jackson. You know, there's like 10 of us. So that's my, you know, I got to see him up close a few times and did a couple of charity things together. And, but, you know, he's a weird guy. Weird things happen.
No kidding.
Okay. Yeah, the parents that would bring their kids over to his house and know they're going to sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
You know, oh, my God.
I guess we're not going to see that in the movie, but you are an extremely hardworking performer. There are some years where you were in like 5 TV shows and movies in 1 year, 217 roles as an actor.
Yeah.
Where can we see you next? I mean, you were just on The Bold and the Beautiful. I know that. Don't ask me how I know that.
I love
but
that.
Where do we?
I do a reoccurring, that. Finishing a movie tomorrow called Out by Christmas. And it's funny because a kid that played my son on my second sitcom, Andy Lawrence is his name. He's from the Lawrence Brothers family. And when he was 4, he played my son way back in the day. And he couldn't read, so I had to memorize the script. And we'd be, you know, rehearsing. I'd screw up my line. He would correct me. His mom would say, "Don't, Andy." And I'd say, "No, do, Andy. What is my line supposed to be?" So we've stayed friends. And then this came up, this Christmas movie. And they're always good. And I played his dad again. So 35 years later.
And you wrote a book, How I Lost 5 Pounds in 6 Years, an autobiography.
Yes.
Is that for real? 5 pounds in 6 years, Tom?
Well, you know, that's actually a successful diet, because usually, you know, I think Roseanne and I lost and gained 100 pounds 3 times. And, you know, I gave up. There was always a miracle drug. And I remember in 1992, they came out with the miracle drug, and it was called Fen-Phen. It was 2 fins, and you had to go to a real doctor to get it. I mean, he's a real weird doctor, but me, Goodman, Oprah, Roseanne, each lost 100 pounds in 5 months. I mean, it was a bear. And then people start dying. So they pull it off the market. They ruined it for us. But, you know, we have, you know, and then Jenny Craig, a legitimate diet person, offered Roseanne and I $10 million to lose 20 pounds. And who could not lose 20 pounds for $10 million? I know two fat effers. They could not lose the weight because the pressure to lose weight for that much money makes you hungry. And they just go out with these new Jenny Craig ice cream bars. Tastes just like the real ones. I was having 12 of those for breakfast, Jenny Craig buffet lunch, Jenny Craig buffet dinner. And we were gaining weight on Jenny Craig. Now, okay, in America, you should just be able to say, I lost 20 pounds and filmed the commercial. But because of a game show scandal in the 50s, they have to have a doctor come to your house, put a scale down, and you have to get on it in front of him. Like, it's humiliating. So we did everything we could to not show how much we gained. And finally I said, people think we're nuts. We could build a school with $10 million. Plus, we can afford to lose 20 pounds. So here's what we're doing. You, me, husband-wife diet, 24/7. I'm your sponsor. You're my sponsor. We're going to tough love each other. Get the weight off. And I came in the next day at the studio, walk in the kitchen. She's sitting there finishing off a giant bag of Jenny Craig chocolate chip cookies. And I'm her sponsor, so I go up, grab the cookies, throw it up against the trash. I guess that scared her because she reached, there's a 9 knives in this block of wood in front of her. Reach it as the knife, like she's going to stab me. I go, oh, honey, you're not going to stab me, are you? Yes, she was. So she stabbed me. I'll show you the wound we get. Then we said, in that relationship, what do normal people do under these circumstances? Do they call 911? Now, if you call 911, practice what you're going to say, because they do tape record it, and you will hear it on the news. So what you heard was 911. Tom Arnold, Rosie and I are on this Jenny Craig diet. I'm her sponsor. She was eating cookies. I came up behind her. I guess it scared her. She stabbed me. What do we do now? And the cop's like, handle it in-house. And so, which we did. And it's a funny story. But Jenny Craig did not think it was funny. And she fired us.
Oh, what a life you have had, comedian actor Tom Arnold, appearing at the Carson Nugget tonight. Get your tickets, carsonnugget.com. 2 shows, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. You know, I was even going to bring up Roseanne. You know, some people don't want to be questioned about things like that.
Yeah.
And it's part of your routine. So if people go to the show tonight, there's going to be some material on that.
Yeah, there'll be some material about that. And because people know about that. A lot of people aren't aware of the Roseanne show that come. They're younger or whatever, or that's they haven't heard of True Lies or, you know. Yeah. But, you know, I talk a little bit. I'm nice, so.
Yeah,
you know, it's mostly selfie face.
I appreciate the call, my friend, and enjoy Carson City. Anything else you want to say to our listeners out there, Tom?
Well, I appreciate it. They came out tonight. We'll spend time after. I'll take pictures with everybody, and we'll talk, get to know you. Tell me your stories. If my stories triggered anything in you, please tell me that. So we'll have fun.
Tom Arnold, thank you so much for the call, my friend, and hopefully we'll
talk
again. Have a great show. Or shows tonight. Right. That's Tom Arnold appearing tonight. Carson Nugget, carsonnugget.com. Get your tickets to shows 6 and 8. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's Open Topic, 775-884-9910. I'll think up something to talk about next if you don't call. Don't worry about it. Back shortly on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1047.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
And so if you want to see that show tonight with Tom Arnold at the Carson Nugget, the website is actually ccnugget.com. But it's really strange. I was telling Craig that I always type in carsonnugget.com and it takes me to the website. And I think they fixed it so that doofuses who type in carsonnugget.com are redirected to ccnugget.com. I think they did it because John Potter keeps messing up the website. So anyway, enjoy the show. Tom Arnold. It was pretty good. A lot of Rosie O'Donnell material, I guess, for tonight. Okay. We had another shaker. Thanks, Craig, for letting me know. Looked it up. Okay, this happened this morning at 5:11. We had a 3.8. This is 14 miles southwest of Fallon. So, again, in that general earthquake swarm that started the Monday after last with the 5.8 alongside a fault, which they didn't even know existed before, from what I hear. I'm not an expert or anything like that, but it's not through with us yet. And they said it would take several days for it to kindly fade away. But also, there are chances, increased chances, for something severe. And I hope that doesn't happen. It's a beautiful day today. We have the Off-Road Motorcycle Grand Prix in Virginia City today. We're going to see Brooks and Dunn at the Sparks Nugget for tonight. That is sold out. Today is Saturday. Nobody else said anything about it being Arbor Day yesterday. And that was a very big thing back in the day. But Gardnerville remembers. They did a bunch of tree plantings yesterday. Gardnerville is my stop at Willoughby. Okay, only fellow 60-plus fossils will know what that means. But, I'll tell you, it was one of the great. There's like 6 Twilight Zone episodes, which are just forever unforgettable classics. And that's one of them, a stop at Willoughby. It was summer, very warm. Kids were barefoot. One of them had a fishing pole. It all looked like a Currier and Ives painting. Bandstand, bicycles, wagons. I'd never seen such serenity. It was the way people must have lived 100 years ago. See, I can recite entire paragraphs from Twilight Zone episodes. And that, like I just did. Stop at Willoughby. Remember his boss?
Now get with it, Williams. Get with it, boy. This is a push business. You got to push, push, push. Push, Williams, push.
Right down the line. And speaking of days, did you know yesterday was National Hairball Day? I kid you not, there is an anti-hairball group that got National Hairball Day on the calendar. National Hairball Awareness Day is always observed. Very good. Always observed in the last Friday in April. You know, in my morning DJ days, I hated doing these silly National Days calendar and the celebrity birthdays. Every radio consultant said we had to do them. But today is Eeyore's birthday. Sounds like Disney had a hand in that. Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Hello, Catherine. Catherine Pryor cuts my hair. Rhapsody Salon off of East Moana. Catherine is great. I mean, look at my hair. It's Independent Bookstore Day. Hello, Radical Cat. Radical Cat, they just moved from Wells to Midtown, South Virginia, I think. It's International Marconi Day. There it is. The father of radio, Mr. Marconi. It's National License Plate Day. Not a big day in Reno. So many still driving without one. That's not a big day here. That day is not celebrated here, okay? It is National Hug a Plumber Day. Right. I remember calling in like a sewer line plumber. Had a backup in the house. This was in Salt Lake City. And this sewer specialist plumber came to the door at night. And I introduced myself and I stuck my hand out. And he goes, "You don't want to shake my hand." Probably advised against a hug, too. National Lingerie Day. Okay. Today, National Lingerie Day. Favorite sight at the mall 2 days before Christmas. The big burly guys waiting in line at Victoria's Secret holding the tiny frilly women's underwear on hangers. Is there still a Victoria's Secret? Yeah, it's been that long. Today is also National Pool Opening Day. I wish, but every hotel we go to doesn't open theirs till the very end of May, like Memorial Day weekend. Just eat the damn thing. Today is also National Telephone Day. Yeah, nobody uses those anymore. National Zucchini Bread Day. Everybody I know loves zucchini bread. I was never a fan. Red Hat Society Day today. We have a lot of Red Hat ladies in town. I always see them at the Lakeside of Moana Mall. It must be their headquarters. I don't know. And it's a Go Diaper Free Day. Oh, man, I don't want to know about this. There is no possible reason for that. But I did look into that out of curiosity. And it is a group that believes that you should not use diapers with your infants. You should instead, I'm in all serious here, you should instead watch for the cues that your infant is trying to communicate to you that your infant is about to discharge. And at that point, when you receive that cue, you take them to the toilet. And so they're anti-diapers. And that is your calendar for today, Saturday. I'm John Potter, live and local. One more hour to go. You are so welcome to call in and steer the conversation into something that is actually useful to people. But we're all local. 884-9910. Time for Fox News. Back shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time 10:58.